Marty, you started off the Conrad Symposium today talking about the integrated watershed approach to soil reclamation. Could you tell me exactly what that is? How do you define that?
So we have a lot of research going on in the oil sands, and one of the techniques is to have a collaborative effort with researchers in several disciplines collaborating on a landform, large-scale type of program so that we can capture a full range of microscale to macroscale research programs and then tie them all together to understand how the entire landscape is performing.
So essentially what you're talking about is after you've done the mining and you have to reclaim it, you've created all these landforms and then you have to deal with the watershed and all of the other issues around that. Is that correct?
Yeah, one of the challenges we have is that we work on a large scale and the disturbances are also large scale, and so the end result when it comes to the reclamation of these areas is we're creating entirely new landscapes that are sort of unknown, and there's no comparable to the pre-disturbance landscapes. So we're trying to understand the landforms we have to deal with in the closure landscape and then develop appropriate reclamation techniques for the individual landforms that will be there at the end of the mining operation.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned in your talk is you said that the landforms, in a way, actually talk to one another. What did you mean by that?
Well, these are large-scale disturbances, and so at the end of the mine operation, can't think of each area working alone in isolation. At the end of the operation in the closure landscape, everything ties into each other. Water moves around and constituents in the water, nutrients, salts, they all move around in the landscape. And so we have to understand how a landform behaves and then how it will interact with the surrounding disturbances that are around them as landforms, as well to the undisturbed landscape that's in the surrounding region.
When you're creating these new landscapes, are they going to be the same as what was there before?
No, many of them will be different. We create disturbances that don't really mimic what's there pre-disturbance. We have large-scale open pits. We have above out-of-pit structures. These things are all sort of new to the landscape and aren't really comparables in the natural landscape. So they will be different compared to what's there prior to the disturbance. And so we have to understand what these new landforms will be like, what risks might be associated with them, and how we mitigate them through reclamation practices.
Well, let's look at that in a little bit more detail. What are some of the risks or challenges that you face with this?
We've sort of identified there's sort of some key issues that we need to address. One of them is dealing with the salts in the landforms. We deal with a closed system where we don't release products, so we have salts that sit in the system. Well, the salts move around, they move around with the water, and they don't degrade. They're always there, so we have to understand how they move through the system and then ultimately how they'll move out of the system. That's one of the key issues that we're trying to deal with. There's other sites, landform specific things we're dealing with on a landform by landform basis, but those ones are unique to each landform and our specifics.
Now, this is something actually you've been working on for a very long time. How far back does this investigation go?
Well, we have several integrated watershed approach research programs. That our first one began in 1998. We viewed it as a successful way to understand the environmental risks with the reclamation, so we've since expanded that to cover most of the major landforms that will be in the closure landscape at reclamation. So we cover all the main features that will be there at the end of the operation, and so we've applied that approach to most of the landscape that as they become available for reclamation.
So is this the kind of information that is being shared cooperatively amongst the different companies in the oil sands?
Yeah, we've always had a relatively open relationship amongst the industry people. We work in many cases co-funding these projects, and we've actually, you know, in the last couple years, we've expanded that to try to continue to work even a greater relationship to share information. We often have watershed programs on our lease operation And we don't necessarily replicate them on another operation, so we share the information amongst the other lease operators so that we're not duplicating research and we're actually maximizing the amount, the funding that we're putting towards research.
And what do you see as being some of the next steps that you have to take?
Well, I think the challenge for us is we have to continue monitoring these large-scale landforms. They're now reaching a point where we can see the development. They're maturing to the point where we can now start making inferences and projections to see just how they'll perform in the closure landscape. These landforms, like I said, are relatively new, so we're learning it right from day one. As these years pass, we're continually learning more and more, and we're getting to that stage where we can now start to see just how these sites will perform, and then integrating them with each other and then with the undisturbed landscape of the region.
What would you say would be the take-home message from your talk today?
The main point I'd like from this presentation is that we work on a different type of scale when it comes to reclamation in the oil sands compared to other activities. Our disturbances are an unprecedented scale. Our challenge is we have to create our own type of research programs that address our issues of large-scale operations. And the message that I wanted from the presentation is that the oil sands mining works at an unprecedented scale. We have newly created landforms that we need to understand, the reclamation practices that we need to adopt for these landforms. We want to get that information out to the researchers so that they understand how their research fits into our work so that we can apply their findings into reclamation policy and practice, and that we're working in collaboration with them to look for those answers.
Thank you very much, Marty.
Thank you.